the tariff structure for ethanol is twofold. There's an ad valorem duty of 1.9% for denatured ethanol, 2.5% for undenatured ethanol. That compares to a 25% ad valorem duty for Brazil, a 60% ad valorem duty for Europe, about 135% duty for Japan. So our ad valorem duties are the lowest in the world. Now, there's a secondary tariff on ethanol, and that's sort of the tariff everybody always focuses on. And the secondary tariff is there to offset the benefit of the tax incentive, because refiners and gasoline marketers that sell ethanol blended gasoline get the tax incentive, no matter the source of the ethanol. So what the Congress has set up is a situation where if you're importing ethanol, you're paying the benefit of the tax incentive up front. So the taxpayer doesn't have to further subsidize that product. If you were to remove the secondary tariff, and you haven't done anything to change the structure of the tax incentive, which no one has talked about, in effect, you're providing that tax incentive for that already subsidized product. There are several trade preferences or trade pacts that are in place that do allow duty-free importation without the secondary tariff. It is the Caribbean Basin Initiative, CAFTA, the Andean Free Trade Agreement, NAFTA, and a free trade pact we have with Israel. All of those allow for duty-free importation of ethanol. The CBI is somewhat unique in that for that particular trade pact, there isn't even a requirement for domestic production. And so what has happened is a lot of Brazilian ethanol will go through CBI countries where they take the last few percent of water content out of it and then ship it on to the United States duty-free. That is capped at 7% of the U.S. market, which this year equates to 270 million gallons. So as much as 270 million gallons of Brazilian product could, in fact, come through the CBI duty-free.